Representatives from UNESCO will make site visits this summer to Poverty Point Historic Site. It's an archaeological site in northeast Louisiana where mammoth earthen mounds were erected some 3,000 years ago. Poverty Point was nominated this year to become a World Heritage Site. That's one reason why a new nonprofit organization has formed to support its preservation and promote its scientific merit. Gary Stringer is Professor Emeritus of Geology at the University of Louisiana at Monroe. He'll serve as the first president of the recently incorporated Advocates for Poverty Point. Stringer says to be a World Heritage Site would be phenomenal.
There are only a very limited number of archaeological sites in the United States. I mean, you can count them on one hand. Okay, so to be in that group would be tremendous. And we want to make sure that people recognize that and that we support the work and the preservation of Poverty Point.
In the United States, there are only 21 World Heritage Sites. None is in Louisiana. The committee will reveal next summer whether Poverty Point makes the list. Stringer says this was the only site nominated by the United States this year. He thinks that singular backing will work in favor of Poverty Point.
Our case is very strong. The preservation of the site, how secure of a site it is, all these types of regulations and parameters that all go into World Heritage Sites, Poverty Point has them.
The Advocates for Poverty Point is holding its first fundraiser on June 19th called Rounds for Mounds at Black Bear Golf Course in Delhi. Stringer says the Office of State Parks has helped the new nonprofit organize the charity event. His organization is also launching a wide-reaching membership campaign. He says people the world over care about Poverty Point. It's not just a local attraction, precisely what he hopes the World Heritage folks decide.